Folks, football is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. As your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag, that's BETOLINE.ag, to receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts, and also BetOnline sponsors the Boss Man Show on your radio.
Just picking up where I was saying, you know, it was a season of learning, but we've been able to restructure the roster. We're starting, you know, in this day and age, when I tell you we got 12 new players, you'd say, wow, that's going to be a lot of growing pains, a lot of struggles. But in this new society of basketball, you know, we were able to add a lot of experience. You know, we two kids from the transfer portal, and then we went the junior college route. But with that going the junior college route, we signed, I think, I don't know, six or seven guys who had played Division I basketball before going to junior college. And to be honest with you, the state of Georgia was really good to us this year. You know, three of our best players played in junior colleges in the state of Georgia. So, and we have a kid from Atlanta on our team, that the kid named Christian Jackson, who started his career at UMass. So we just played it. We had an inter-squad scrimmage yesterday. I was really pleased with our depth, our size, our ability to play fast. You know, we've got good size, positional size. You know, in the NBA, when you get teams out on the floor, you know, you look around and you're like, man, that's a big team. And so, you know, we resemble, I would say, an SEC NBA type team where, you know, your point guard 6'2", your two guards 6'7", your small forward 6'7", 6'8", your four is 6'10", and your center 6'11". So, positional wise, anyway, we look the part.
No doubt, figure. You saw with Boston and Golden State, having length on the perimeter can cause problems. You can also switch if you need to switch, you know. And, you know, that's something that's in the our league, as you see all the time, features switching 1 through 5. You all have, you can use that switch 1 through 5, not have to feel like you drop coverage all the time or goes on even.
Yeah, no. We feel like that we've not done it yet this year. But when you've got, you know, six or seven perimeter players that are all 6'6", 6'7", or bigger, that gives you that luxury to be able to put in those things where you can switch. You know, the biggest thing I've seen a lot is that contesting shots and protecting the rim. That's been the biggest plus of things that through practice that I've seen right now. We're still going to play similar to the way we played at Austin Peay, but now we just got more size. I don't know if we have a Terry Taylor type player, but we do have a really good kid that was good for us last year, 6'7" guard named Justin Johnson, who averaged over 18 points a game in league play and about seven rebounds and shot 212 free throws in 31 games. So that's a high clip of getting to the free throw line. So we're wanting to build on that. And the Western Athletic Conference is probably maybe the most underrated league in the country. And the reason I say that is from top to bottom, last year we had seven or eight teams that won 20 games. And, you know, outside of your power six, that's hard to do because the amount of road games that teams play in our league. So it's a very, very competitive league. It's a growing league. When you've got teams like Grand Canyon and Stephen F. Austin, New Mexico State, Seattle, they all tied for first in our league. And then Sam Houston, Abilene Christian, Utah Valley. These teams are good. Cal Baptist, they're top to bottom. It's a fun brand of basketball. We're on the linear network of ESPN. So if you want to watch some good basketball, man, get that ESPN Plus and start watching some whack basketball.
Well, I watch like I'm cheering for you, brother. That's why I watch it. I'm cheering for you. That's
why I watch. We've got to be more competitive and put our, I say we got to be more competitive. You know, we had a situation last year where margin of games because of lack of depth and things. We were competitive at times, and then because of lack of depth, there, you know, those one day turns. Doing those NBA games, you know this, man. You play on Thursday and you turn around and play Saturday and you've got any type of injury. It just one day of prep time makes it hard. We were pretty good and competitive on Thursdays. It was Saturdays where we had our problems because, you're asking, five guys to play basically 40 minutes for a whole game, turn around and get bumps and bruises, and you got to hold them out of shoot arounds and practices and stuff like that. And then say, let's see what we can do on, night of games. So I think depth is going to be the one area that we have a lot of, and it's going to be to our advantage.
Now, Fig, for in the way, how different is the scheduling for you guys? Because, you all are not really a low major conference like OVC was, but you all kind of a high mid major conference. So how is the time to schedule games now being the WAC versus when he's Austin Peay? And not having guys not really want to buy you, but they don't want to lose to you either and buy you. So how would that be?
Well, here's the one thing about the WAC with the difficulty in scheduling. We are in Texas, so you do have a lot of Texas schools. To that point, getting to the Rio Grande Valley area, that's difficult travel. Getting to Abilene, Texas is difficult travel. Getting to Seattle is difficult. Getting into the Utah schools and Southern Utah, Utah Tech, yeah, those are hard. So scheduling, that's been the big topic. We're getting ready to probably go to 20 game league schedule next season. But you got to play at MTEs. You've just got to try to be creative with your scheduling. The good thing is that in our conference, we don't have to per se get the number of bye games as you would in the Ohio Valley Conference. So that within itself helps out an awful lot. So you're doing a lot of home and homes. We're fortunate this year, boss man. We've got an MTE that the University of Texas is playing with us in that we're playing at the Burt Ogden Arena. Home of the Rio Grande Valley G League World Champions and the Rio Grande Valley Vipers. So that facility is as nice a facility as you'll get. And so we've got the University of Texas coming down playing with us. So things like that really helps. I mean, I have to give Chris Beard and his staff credit for doing that. In 118 years of college basketball, University of Texas has never played in the Rio Grande Valley. And so they're doing it for the first time this year. And that's November 21st and 22nd. So you know, anybody who's listened to the show, that's we're playing double headers with them, and so that's huge for our program. That's huge for our city. Last year, the University of Texas played UTRGV in a home baseball game down in McAllen, Edinburgh, and you know, it was over 7,000 people to a baseball game, which is insane. So we're expecting to sell out crowd for those games as well. So we're hoping to get, you know, 9 or 10,000 people for those games there. So there's great fan support. But back to your question, you know, scheduling is the two most important things as a head coach are recruiting and scheduling. You better get your recruiting right. You better have your schedule right. So those are the things that are the constants.
And I'm seeing that you have, like I said, high quality player now since you are in the WAC now. Like you said, man, you know, getting these kids out of Georgia, Christian Jackson, I asked you about him as well, from Atlanta. So being where you are in the WAC, I feel like you can get kids all over the country because you're in the WAC. You're not that far from a Power Five school, you know what I'm saying? So, and you're grown. So it's like, I feel like for you, and you, where you look, you're in South Texas, you're hot every day. So I feel like a kid would want to come play for you, and I know who you are as a person. I'm about for you too. Say, hey, come up, Fig, he's a great guy. And you're going to coach you hard, but he's a great guy. So it's like, I feel like you have a lot going for you, man, down there with the recruit, get guys to want to play for you guys out down there, brother.
Well, I will tell you this, and this is a great recruiting pitch. I've got kids from all over the country on my roster. I've got kids from Philadelphia. I've got kids from Florida. I've got kids from Georgia. I've got international kids. I've got two Ukrainian kids that have a great story, you know, with the Ukraine and Russia right now that they have their conflict. I've got kids from Latvia, got kids from Australia. The great thing is, and I can give you, share this story with you. We have a kid from Philadelphia, and he's a transfer from LaSalle. And, you know, he grew up 10 minutes from LaSalle's campus. Mom and dad, great people. And when we started recruiting him, you know, his mom was like, that's 1,200 miles from home. And I said, well, just come down here and see it. And when they got down to the Rio Grande Valley and they seen it, there was no decision process had to be made. They were blown away about how you know, beautiful the place is, how warm, how friendly the people are, the campus atmosphere, all those things. So my biggest thing is once I can get them on, if I can get them on campus, JR, hard for them to say no. I mean, that's how a nice of a place and up and coming. There's 34,000 students here. So it's not just your run of the mill, 5,000-6,000, university in a big city. It's 34,000 students. So there's some good selling points here, and you know, being about an hour away from the Gulf of Mexico, South Padre Island, that's a huge attraction as well.
And no doubt, Fig, and like you said, having the guys on your roster from all over the country, man, because I was with the Ukrainian kids, like, I know it's hard for them, and I can only imagine what they're going through, man. Trying to play basketball, worrying about things back home. So one of my friends, Dennis Kula, a tennis player who's Ukrainian, talking to him, he's trying to play tennis and make money, but his mind's not there. So it's like, you know, can imagine a guy, he's almost 30 years old. And these kids are 18, 22 years old, and I'm trying to deal with this kind of this stuff that's over their heads and the people in trouble. So how have you been trying to help them feel mentally, stay focused and not, you know, lose so much focus, knowing they're hurting inside, but keep them kind of trying to give them that echo chamber of positivity on the basketball court and with their teammates?
Well, it's ironic that you say that because one of my players has his father and his uncle. One is 49 and one is 52. Fighting in this conflict going on in Ukraine, and I'll tell you this, they are very proud. They love their country as much as anybody in America loves theirs. These kids love their country, and they're also thankful and blessed to be in the United States. So you know, my biggest thing is just try to have daily conversations with them, man. Just show them that they're loved and they're appreciated. You know, they have they have a great spirit. Now, the other kid, Alex Horuk, is a 7-foot freshman. And, you know, we're dealing with a little bit of eligibility issues with him. His family actually was able to get out of the Ukraine and get to Sacramento. And so his family is in the United States. So, I'm really hoping that the NCAA does the right thing and grant him his eligibility, because he's had to overcome a lot of things. You were just in Dubai. And, you know, we as Americans sometimes take things for granted. But when you put someone in a foreign land that doesn't speak the language that people do, that's number one, that's a hard adjustment. And that's what that kid did. He came over. They left early. He had to learn how to speak English. And he came over to the United States. And not to the kid's fault, they made the kid repeat the 11th grade. Well, you and I know that once you start your ninth grade year, you have 4 years to play to your senior year. Well, that kid didn't know that, and that's not his fault. And so right now he's being penalized because he repeated the 11th grade to learn how to speak English. And now he speaks English, and he also was over a 3.0 student graduating. So I'm hoping the NCAA will hear our appeal and change the ruling on this kid. I mean, he's also very talented, 7 feet and 260 pounds. So he's a kid that can give us a lot of things. But I'm hoping for you know, just, you know, the things that we've all dealt with in the past 4 years. You know, if think about this, he's dealing with his family being in war and a global pandemic. So we need to find some compassion with cases like this. I'm on the air with you right now, and hopefully somebody hears this, that you know, he's a situation that we should be embracing and not penalizing.
No doubt. I'm going to promote this for us, for you to make sure they hear that message, because, you know, being overseas, I've been overseas for 3 years, man. And just seeing people talking about what's going on over here, going on in Ukraine, I'm like, look, it's about loving each other, man. Like, I don't get involved in that stuff. I see people for who they are. You know what I'm saying? Until they show me otherwise, yeah, I'm gonna be with you. So you show me you're not. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get involved in that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I just want us to love each other, man, and be one with each other. And be professional compassion. Like, for me, Fig, like I told you before, travel baseball as a 6-year-old, 7-year-old taught me about diversity. You know, I didn't know about diversity until I was 7 years old playing baseball. Sports taught me about other ethnicities. I never knew a kid was a Japanese kid or a Mexican kid or Ecuadorian kid or a Portuguese kid. I had no idea, Fig. I saw black people since I was 7 years old, man, talking about baseball. It showed me about it's more to life than just what I was around. So, sports has always been our great connector and equalizer for everybody. It showed us we can love each other. We all have a common cause together.
Absolutely. That's been my whole thing through 30 years of coaching and everything. And that's why I kind of do what I do is that I love being involved in an atmosphere where there's nothing, there's no prejudice. There's no anything. Any judgment because you're a certain ethnicity or you have a certain social class. You know, that's the great thing about sports. And, you know, every time we get on here and talk, it goes from basketball, but we talk about world things. And that's the one thing I appreciate about being on the show is that, you know, I just wish our country could resemble, you know, our basketball world or football, baseball, whatever, like you said, because, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, this is a great show. I recommend everybody watch it. I just watched it for the second time, you know, the Redeem Team in 2008. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, all those guys playing together and everything, you can hear in Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant, Carlos Boozer, Chris Bosh, all those guys, Chris Paul, you know, Jason Kidd, all those guys, they were excited about representing their country, about having USA on their chest and not letting their country down. That's what we got to get back to. It's got to stop being about red and blue and, you know, if you're having a certain opinion, whatever your political opinion is, you're clumped into this, you're clumped into that. Man, we just got to get back to being Americans and being united. So that's my political speech on that.
No doubt, Fig. You know, like you said, man, for me, I love sports because, like I said, it showed me different side. Because, you know, like I told you before, I grew up poor as can be. I live outside of Atlanta, you know. And I'm blessed now that when I was a child, Fig, I couldn't afford to go to a Hawks game. And I'm there every night, you know.
Yeah, that's what I tell my kids every day. You know, we live in the greatest country in the world. And you just said it. You grew up in Atlanta on the set. You couldn't afford to go to a Hawks game. Now you're there every day. You know, you're doing a profession that you love, and it's not work for you. It's not a job. It's your passion, and it's my passion. And there's no other place in the world where, as an American citizen, can you lay out a blueprint of what your dream is and be able to follow it. And nobody holds you back. Now, there may be obstacles in your way, but there's no one holding anyone back from being who they want to try to be. And that's what's so great about basketball. You have an opportunity every single day to have a great quality of life. And to me, this isn't a job. This is you know, passion and being around these young dudes every day. You know, my job's to help them come in. And so, that's winning takes care of itself. When you do things the right way, winning takes care of itself. And I love being around these guys. They always keep me young, man. You know, it seems like just a blink of an eye. I was starting in this business. I'm hitting year 30. So, there's a lot to be said of being around the youth of America. They make you smarter. They're smarter than we ever were. My son is getting ready to turn 12, and he's so much smarter than I was at that age and everything, because the world's smaller now. I mean, you've got more things to your disposal. But 100%. Yeah, man, I love coaching this game. I love being a part of it. You know, when anybody tells me that my time is done as being a head coach, I've lived my dream out. You know, I still got a lot of, in my dream, but I'm living my dream right now.
No doubt, Fig. This is ahead of my 11th year, man. 11 years doing this. I never thought I'd make it 1 year. You know, now
yeah.
11 years in with a new contract until 2026. So yeah. That'll put me at 39, but hopefully they'll keep me to my 40s.
Hey, hopefully you'll be Hubie Brown. You know, Hubie Brown's still doing as sharp as he can possibly be. I don't know how old Hubie is. I would 89. Probably take it. I knew he was up pushing there. But
he actually lives here too. He lives here.
Yeah.
So well, I see him all the time.
Well, I remember when he was the head coach of the Hawks. You know, that was the great thing about growing up in the late 70s. You know, when WTBS became maybe the first, one of the first national cable brands, man, that was what you got to see, man. You got to see the Braves, you got to see the Hawks. Yeah. Tree Rollins, man. Dan Rounfield, those guys like that, Doc Rivers, those were the guys you grew
Sean
up
Sean Concat,
for.
The biggest contract ever for one time in the NBA was Sean Concat.
Yeah, they called him John Contract.
Yes, John Contract. Yes. Yes.
You know, the one thing I always wanted to see when I was a young kid, a teenager, I always wanted to look at Dominique Wilkins's hands. I wanted to see how many calluses he had on his hands, because every time he dunked a basketball, it looked like he was the maddest man in the world at that rim. And I always wanted to see his hands and see how many blisters and calluses he had on his hands from grabbing that rim so much.
You know what, Fig? He's a great dude. His hands are very large, so you know. You know, it's funny for me. I told you, as a Neek, as a kid, I was cheer for you like the weather, but now I work with you every day. He's like, I said, Neek, some days I'm like, wow, I'm here with my childhood favorite player every day. I'm here.
That's the great thing about basketball, man. You know, my childhood hero was Kyle Macy. And people don't know who Kyle Macy is. He was the starting point guard on Kentucky's 1978 national championship team, went on to play with the Phoenix Suns, done TV, you know, for the SEC Network and things like that. Also was a head coach. He was my childhood hero. I became friends with Kyle Macy. So, you know, that's what this sport does for you, man. Just like you said, it's awesome.
Yeah, man. You know, for me, seeing Steve Smith every day, you know, Grant Hill's a part owner of the team. You know, guys who I never thought in my life figure I'd ever meet in my life. I can talk to these guys like they all respect me. Jason Kidd, you know, Frank Vogel, all these he'll be Brown talks to me when he sees me. Stan Van Gundy, all these guys talk to me like who I watched on TV growing up in college at Tennessee State, hoping I would make some of myself. And now they text me, ask me how I'm doing, is all that stuff, man. Our game of basketball is so great. I'm a football player by trade. Basketball is truly my love.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's the same for me. I mean, every day when I was coaching at the University of South Carolina, I got to sit and talk to Alex English every day. I mean, that's the leading scorer in the 80s. So you know, you get to – this sport does a lot. And, you know, I joke with my guys, man, you got to learn the history of the sport, and you got to learn who these guys are. And I always quiz my guys on I throw names at them, and they're like, I don't know who you're talking about, coach. I don't know. You know, these guys, as smart as they are, you know, there's sometimes they need to go back and look at the Dan Issels and Alex Englishes of the world, the Bernard Kings, guys like that, those dudes had unbelievable game, you know? We can sit here and rattle on about this all day, man. I love the history of basketball.
I got one more for you, Fig. Terry Taylor, you know, as he's in Indiana with the Pacers, you know, former Hawks head coach is Lloyd Pierce. So he's a hustle head coach up there. He told me Terry's having had a great summer, great camp. His improvement it's been so vast. So seeing him, a guy you coached, Austin Peay, blossom the way he has in the NBA – Pacers last year, kicked him on the scene. Now he's got him having a role this year as his team rebuilds and retools. How happy does it make you feel in your staff and the key to those guys and Joe was around it, seeing what he's doing right now?
Yeah, Terry, those are also the success stories. I mean, here's a kid who was raised by his great grandparents, you know, represented his school in the right way. Great human being, do the community service, do all those things. You know, and I go through this with him. And you know, people are always trying to, you know, at the NBA level, was trying to find out why he couldn't play in that league when they talk to me about it, why he can't play in this league. Well, you know, he just does the things that he's really good at. And that's he's got long arms, you know, he's got kind of an unorthodox shot. He's a volume rebounder. So the great story, and I tell my guys this, you know, he's everything about being the right things. And his intelligence and his ability to learn, and he's figuring out, you know, his role. But this is what's awesome, man. Kid didn't get drafted. I think was an Exhibit 10 with the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
Went through summer league, went through training camp, didn't get much opportunity, was sent to Fort Wayne to play. About 2 weeks in, he's averaging like, I think it was debut game, he had 27 points and 19 rebounds in a G League game. You know, and then about 2-3 weeks later, he gets called when the Pacers start having injuries and stuff like that. He gets pulled in with the Pacers. And I think by week two, he was NBA Rookie of the Week. So, and he never left. I mean, and now he's got him a fully guaranteed contract and everything like that. So I'm really proud of him. He is what success in coaching and mentoring. He's a result, not because he's playing the NBA. I've got guys that got, you know, make more money or whatever in other job fields, but you know, those are the success stories in life about kids doing things the right way and not getting pulled in to the things that, you know, the temptations of his circumstances around him. You know, he never got pulled in to to whatever negativity that may have been around him growing up. And so for a kid like that, I mean, he will be an unbelievable representative of the Indiana Pacers forever. I don't know how they'll ever get rid of trade him or do any of that. Because he will be a pillar in the community. He'll be always representing the Pacers with community service, with smile, you know, doing the charity things. And he can produce on the floor too. I mean, I watched him last year. They were playing him at the center spot in the NBA at 6'5". And, you know, he's doing the same stuff Terry Taylor did when he was at Austin Peay, grabbing 20 points, grabbing 14 rebounds. Everybody's like, how in the heck is this guy doing it? Just, he's got a gift, man. And he's used it to the full of his abilities.
And I'll see him on the 27th in Indianapolis and the 13th in Indianapolis in January. So I'll be sure to say what's up to him, and I'll send you a picture as well
I'm sure he'll remember you being in practice a lot. So be awesome. He's a great kid, man. Wish I had all, you know, if I had my son grow up like him, I would be really proud of that. Every kid should just dig into his background and see his path, and it would inspire a lot of other kids for sure.
No doubt, with Fig, man. It's good to get to with you, my brother. Hope to see you soon, man. I wish you all success in the world, buddy. And I'll be talking to you down the road, buddy.
I appreciate you as always, man.
Thank you, brother. You be safe, man.
You do the same, bro.
All right, now.
All right, man.
Folks, football is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends. As your continued source for all sports wagering info, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag, that's BETOLINE.AG, to receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts, and also BetOnline sponsors the Boss Man Show on your radio.